Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Oh, feels good to be back, right? I know some of you have been absolutely jonesing for your Unfuck Nation, and I appreciate that, you guys. I'm not going to give you any reasons. I'm not going to give you any justifications, but we've been busy behind the scenes here at Unfuck Nation, and it's all inside of our commitment to be the biggest, baddest, and bestest podcast around. All right, so let's get right into it this week, right? Because we've just had our summer of you getting shit done, and I trust that there's a bunch of you out there who really took this on, who really gave yourself to it, and actually produced some results, right? It reminds me of a little quote that I made recently on, Twitter, right? That when you cause a personal breakthrough, it vitalizes you, right? You get inspired, you get lit up. And really, that's what the summer was about for me, was to give you the opportunity to cause real impact in your own life, right? But this week's conversation is a little different. I had something go up. One of my talks that I did went up on TikTok. And the talk was about integrity. And there was a gentleman who disagreed with what I was saying about integrity. And what it really brought to mind was how confused we are about integrity, the way we talk about integrity, and the thing that we think we're talking about when we say integrity is, in fact, not even integrity. So I felt as if, well, holy shit. You know, we really need to dig in a bit deeper here with this integrity thing, because you'll hear me talk about integrity a lot, right? This isn't just some frivolous little subject. In fact, you could say that the foundation of absolutely everything that I'm talking about is based in integrity. So let me first get clear about what I'm talking about, though, when I say the word integrity. I'm not talking about morality. What's morality? Morality is when people talk about doing the right thing, the good thing. That's all morality, right? I'm not talking about your values. I'm not talking about what you say you value. I'm not saying, you know, if you value love or you value this thing or that thing, that's not integrity. I'm not talking about some ethical code. I'm not talking about ethics. That's also not integrity. Those elements are all distinct and unique to one another and distinguishable as themselves, okay? And if you need to hear that bit again, go back and listen to it again, okay? Now, so then what's integrity? Well, there's lots of different kinds of integrity in terms of there's a structural integrity, there's a mechanical integrity, there's a scientific integrity. That is the wholeness and completeness of something, right? The structure of something, the solidity of something, which also equates, by the way, to the workability of something, how well it works, right? The integrity of something is consistent with how well it works. I'll say it again. The integrity of something is consistent with how well it works. That's right, you guessed it, that includes you too. The integrity with which you function is consistent with how well you work. Right? And when I say work, I'm not talking about labor or endeavor. I'm just talking about the workability of you as a human being. So then what is specifically, though, integrity for a human being? Integrity for a human being is found in the power of what you say. So it's in your words, it's in language, the wholeness and completeness of what you say. So there was a person on, like I said, on TikTok who took issue with how I spoke about integrity in the talk, and then I laid it all out for him. And I'm presuming it was helpful to him because he never came back. But anyway, but I really felt as if it was an important conversation to have in that medium, because he was insistent that integrity is what you do when no one is looking, right? And he used the analogy of a dropped wallet. You know, what do you do when no one's looking? You just found a dropped wallet. But that's in fact a conversation for morality. That's actually doing the right thing. So then what really struck me about this whole thing for integrity, what really came to mind, was that most people don't realize that your values or whatever moral or ethical code that you say you connect with is useless without integrity. So I'll say that part again. Whatever moral or ethical or value-based code to which you attach yourself, all of that is useless if it's not happening inside a condition of integrity. So integrity is the only thing that makes any of that stuff powerful. Your values are without power until you confront integrity. And like I said, integrity for a human being is the wholeness and completeness of their word. So if you think of your values, and if you haven't done that work on your values, I touch on it quite a bit in Do the Work. I also touch on it in depth in my last book, Love Unfucked. Okay, so if you haven't got any of those two books yet, you need to dig into them. But anyway, your values are basically elements that you say are important to you, right? So you might be somebody who values love. You might be somebody who values persistence. You might be someone who values compassion, okay? If you say you value, let's go with love, for instance, right? If you actually look, if you do a little bit of introspection and you give it some thought and you say, and you realize, you know what? Love is really important to me as a human being. In fact, I would go as far as to say that love is something that I value. Right, so that value on its own is useless until you say, I value this thing called love, and I'm going to live my life by that value. Now, right there, that's a statement of intent, right? And I'm going to call that your personal promise, that I will live my life as a loving human being. That statement of intent is what you've now declared, that this is now who you are. That's where the integrity begins. It begins with your statement of intent, okay? So your statement of intent, this is who you are, this is what people can count on you for, that now has to be managed by what? By you. It has to be managed by you, because when you make that statement, you're beginning something. And it's all the same, by the way, when you say, oh, this is it, this is my time, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to save money, or I'm going to start that business, or I'm going to meet someone, or I'm going to blah, 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 blah. Right? Those are all statements of intent. That's the beginning of your word in the matter of the subject you're talking about. Again, that is your word in the matter of whatever you're saying. That's the beginnings of it. Integrity is then like a circle, the beginning of your word and the completion of your word. So it begins and it completes. Guess what happens in that circle? Fucking life happens. Life happens in that circle. So as you're traveling from one end of the circle all the way around and up to the other end to complete and honor your word, there are interruptions. Whether it be interruptions to your values, interruptions to what you said you were going to do about your body, or your finances, or your career, or your relationship, and on and on. There are interruptions to what you said. Integrity is, can you or will you honor your word when those interruptions happen? Can you honor your word when those interruptions happen? And look, if you look back in your life, you'll see just a ton, an absolute ton of episodes in your life where you said one thing, life happened, and you changed. You said another thing, life happened, and you changed. Well, guess what you did? You didn't honor your word. You gave up on your word. You turned your back on your word. You drifted from your word. You changed the game to suit the situation and diminished the power, the absolute power. And I'm going to assert this. The only fucking power you have, my friends, the only power you have is the power of your word. It's not financial power. It's not fucking willpower. It's the power of your word. And far too many of you have bludgeoned that word so fucking much in your life that every time you say you're going to do something, every time you make a promise, every time you make an agreement, in the back of your mind, somewhere in there, you know it's bullshit. And that's why you're left fucking scrambling for motivational stuff or, you know, fucking confidence fixes and, you know, how do I get over my fears? You're not dealing with the consequence of shifting, shaping, manipulating, breaking, dishonoring your word. Not my fucking word. Yours. Your word to yourself. And so that's why I always laugh, especially on places like, you know, the news and media and social media. People talk about being a man or woman of integrity and they're pious and they're fucking moralistic fucking view on everything. That's bullshit. Absolute fucking bullshit. That is not integrity. That's someone adhering to some moral code. That's it. Morality. What's the problem in morality? I'll tell you the problem in morality. I'll fucking tell you the problem with it. It's subjective. It changes between races and cultures and faiths and different parts of tradition and behaviors throughout the world. Morality is not the same. Integrity is always the same. Morality without integrity is fucking useless, like I said. Integrity without morality is still integrity. Values without morality, without integrity, fucking useless. Integrity without values, still integrity. It's still integrity. So if you want to get your eye on anything in this fucking life, if you want to get your attention on anything in this life, it's your relationship to what you fucking said you would do. That's it. You know, it's kind of funny because from time to time, you know, to do what I do, you have to put yourself out there. You have to get your message out there. You have to talk to people. That message has to be informed. It has to be, you have to be able to back your message up. You can't just go around fucking saying shit. But often the message gets misconstrued, and that's okay because I can clean that up and set people straight and so on and so forth. But it takes something. It takes integrity when you're getting called into question. It takes integrity when people are criticizing or demeaning. It takes integrity. I don't turn to those people and fucking hold them accountable for how I am. I could. I could, but it would lack integrity because it's not consistent with who I say I am. And I'm raising my children that way, to be who they say they are and to hold themselves to account for that. In any moment of time, in any given moment of time that they hold themselves to account. Now, look, that also includes, you know, because sometimes, look, I know people are dealing with things like PTSD and fucking anxiety and depression and all of those things. I know that. I'm not saying any of this in a vacuum. I know that. But if your commitment is to live a different kind of life, to be a different kind of you, then the integrity thing still stands. What are you doing about that? What help are you seeking? What support are you seeking? What are you doing to support yourself with what you're dealing with? Not doing anything that lacks integrity. It's got nothing to do with morality. It doesn't make you a bad person. You're not being judged. That's all morality. And the domain of integrity, it's simply just, are you doing what works for you? And if you're not, what's it going to take? Lay it out. Give it some thinking. Take the small actions. Sometimes take the big actions. But you see, look, this is the thing that always gets me, right? When people talk about, you know, the blanket of mental health that people like to throw out there, right? And quite frankly, not everyone, but some people fucking hide behind that blanket. Okay, they hide behind it. But ultimately, no matter what it is, if it's spiritual guidance for you, if it's your health, your fitness, your well-being, if it's that you need to see a therapist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, you need to be on some kind of holistic, you know, well-being approach, or whether you need to go see your doctor about getting on some kind of antidepressants or anti-anxiety medicines or anything, any of that stuff that I've just talked about. And by the way, no judgment. You do what works for you. Okay, I'm not here to advise you on this thing or that thing. The only thing I'm here to say to you is, whatever the thing is, get after it. Because that's what it all comes down to. At some point, it will have to be an action from you. Even if you're pursuing the feelings, even if you're pursuing the enthusiasm and the motivation and the this and the that, it still comes down to the action. It always comes down to the action. Always, 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 100% of the time. No exceptions. It always comes down to, at some point in this equation, you will have to do differently. You'll have to do differently than you did before. And that's it. That's it. Does it help if you feel more enthused, more motivated, happier, more satisfied, more fulfilled? You have a little bit more peace of mind. Does that shit help? Fuck yes, that helps. Of course that helps. And it's not always going to be there. So what do you turn to when that stuff's not there? Your integrity. Do it because you said you would. Not anybody else. Fuck everybody else. Do it because you said you would. You said you would to who? To yourself. And you should fucking honor that sense of self. Because see that self that you are? That's the big fucking deal in this life. That self that you are, you over there, doing whatever you're doing right now as you're listening to this, honor that self before everything. Before everything, treat that self honorably. And here's what you'll notice. You'll treat everything honorably. You'll treat other people honorably. You'll treat life honorably. You'll treat the games that you're playing in your life honorably. And with that honor, that's your power, my friends. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment with our question from the nation. And by the way, over the summer, my gosh, did I get some fucking questions. But I've got a doozy for you this week. So you got to just really listen in. Because as with every question we ever get in the nation, this one will relate to you, and sometimes in a surprising way. All right, be back right after this.
Hi, Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, all right. Welcome back. This is a part of the show, of course, where we deal with a question from the nation. It was hard to pick one for this week, you guys, because like I said in the first part of the show, there were some really juicy ones. And of course, by the way, if you have a question for me, or you have some sort of conundrum in your life, or it's a philosophical question, right? It could be something like, well, what about what happens in life when da-da-da, I'd be happy to take those on too. Or some problem you're relating to, some personal thing you're relating to. You can share it with me. You can send me an email, connect@garyjohnbishop.com, right? And detail whatever it is you want me to take on for you. It also includes, by the way, if you wish to remain anonymous, you should tell me the name you want to me. You want me to refer to you as. You can also call, though, and leave a voicemail, 646-450-3203, 646-450-3203. You can also text that number, all right? So if you've got something there you want to get to me, 646-450-3203. Let's get to the question. This week's question comes from Rand, okay? Rand says, "Hi, Gary. I was seeing a girl recently and she told me to give you a listen. The first time I heard her blaring your podcast as she went about her schedule in-house, I thought, this is fucking awful." Not the content, but the voice. Before you hang up, fast forward. "I don't know, for a couple of months and I've got your whole back catalogue of podcasts done, and now I go picking through and I don't want to toot your horn too much, but your words of wisdom comfort me. For some reason, what you say many times does bring about that rush of, I'm gonna fucking do this, rah, 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 I'm pumped up. Then, boom, what the fuck am I doing? Not what I just listened to and said to myself, that's for damn sure. Here's the call's notes. I'm 26, I'm no one, I don't have a pot to piss in. I meet an incredibly beautiful and wholesome woman who's way the fuck out of my league. And over the course of the next 12 years, we flourished financially and as a family. We brought three beautiful girls into this world. And during those 12 years, I cheat nonstop because I'm a fucking idiot. Something just not right upstairs. And I've been trying to answer to myself why. I was thinking I'd outsmart people. And eventually, as we both approached 40, I thought even more, fuck, she's not going anywhere. Who wants a 40-year-old with three young kids? Well, apparently every guy in a 100-kilometer radius. So 2 years ago, it comes to a head. I get upset that I'd asked for 5 minutes of peace and quiet to do some computer stuff, and I didn't get it. I screamed, I yelled, I broke a door, and I scared her. She leaves the house, calls the police. I'm arrested. No contact, I'm told to pack a suitcase, and that's it. Old confident me, I think I'll talk her back into it. I tried that relentlessly to the point that it was harassing. And she thought so as well, because I went on to be rearrested and charged for, quote, talking with her when not allowed, 5 times. I did 3 months. I came out. I tried for my girls. I pleaded for her to please stop involving the police. In the end, a little less than a month after being released, Children's Services do a regular check-in with my kids, and my oldest lets them know that Dad is still talking to Mom. And he came to her at the beach. True, I was with the two youngest, and Mom and my oldest, now a stranger from me, were a 2-minute drive down the beach at a separate location, just the two of them. I went to see my kid, and yes, to see my ex. My kid ran away. I felt like I was in the fucking Twilight Zone, like what the fuck is going on? A warrant was issued for my arrest for the breach of no contact. She has since added 5 more charges. I do not want to deal with jail anymore. It's not for me. The guys inside said so, and I know so here I am, stuck on a 4.5-hour flight away from the kids, and mom blocks them. I'm at the mercy of the court's slow process. It's been a year and I haven't been able to hear a word. That really hurts. But what scares me is why on earth did I look at her with love still when I cheated no problem and she had me charged no problem and friends tell me they would never have talked again no matter what and her friends say we should have been done long ago. All right, Rand. You need to get the fucking seatbelt on, my man, okay? I want to lay this out for you and everybody who's listening to this right now. You might have got some juice out of Rand's fucking story and oh my gosh, listen to all that fucking scandal. Stop it. Okay? We just talked in the first half of the show about fucking morality. This isn't about right. This isn't about wrong, right? And I know people love to dig in about that, okay? No, this is about right. This is about wrong. No, it's fucking not. All right? It's about realization. It's about understanding. It's about approaching something with some sense of integrity. So I'm not here to judge you, Rand. And nothing that I say in the coming minutes are a judgment of you. I'm not judging you. I am laying it out for you so that you can hear it in the cold light of day. But you, my friend, have zero relationship to integrity. You're a fucking feelings machine. And you indulge your feelings at every fucking turn. And you become so arrogant about it, my friend, that you'll just fucking do it no matter what. Even with all the warnings and the pleadings and the da-da-da, you're a fucking bully, my man. You're a bully. And you need to wake up to that your oldest child does not want to take anything to do with you. And somewhere in your fucking mind, you think that's got to do with what her mom's telling her and the courts and the da-da-da. You just admitted it yourself. The courts, the mom, like everybody in your life is saying, don't go near her. And you're like, no, fuck it. I'll do what I want. Oh, this is hard. Life is hard, Rand. Life is a challenge. You have not been a man of integrity. And I'm not saying that like some fucking macho bullshit either, because it applies to those who are not operating like women of integrity or people of integrity, okay? You are not functioning as a human being of integrity, and you need to acknowledge that and take fucking responsibility for that, because if you look at the carnage in your life, my friend, that's all integrity. Every fucking bit of it is integrity. You made a vow to that woman, and then you fucked it. You're like, you know what? Nah, I feel like this other person over here is attractive, so I'm going to go on a fucking sex with them. Completely lacking in integrity. And then the biggest lack of integrity actually, not, I mean, that's a fucking big one. That's a doozy. But then after that, to live and pretend with this woman that somehow you never done it. Well, here's what I want everybody to know. If you're in a relationship right now and you're having a bit on the side, that relationship you're in right now is fucked. It's fucked. And even if you had a bit on the side 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and you're not doing it anymore, it's still fucked until that other person knows and has the freedom of choice to choose whether they want to be in this with you. Because in this relationship you're in, when you have something like that hidden, you are not free to be yourself. You can't be yourself in that relationship with that person. I mean, you can fake it. And then whenever you see something about infidelity or other people cheating, you know that inside you're fucking shrinking. You're shrinking. So you do whatever you fucking do to overcome it. The withhold, the lie. It's like a toxin in your relationship. You can't have it. Your relationship, my friends, if you're doing that or you've done that, your relationship is fake. It's fake. It's not the real deal. Get your fucking cards on the table and deal with them. Back to Rand. Rand, you haven't honored anything other than how you feel. You haven't built your life around integrity. Now, look, I could go all the way back and go into your childhood and see where you got that stuff. And by the way, that's valuable work. You should do that work, okay? And I've written about it. You go in and read Stop Doing That Shit. I've written about this stuff. going back and digging through some of that junk from your past is worthwhile, okay? I'm not, and I say this to everybody, I'm not saying stuff didn't happen in your past. Here's what I'm saying. You did fuck all about it, and you rode the bus right through the middle of your fucking life with no hands on the fucking steering wheel. Now you need to get your hands on the steering wheel. You got some work to do. This work might take you 6 weeks. It might take you a year or 18 months, but it will be the work of your life, my friend. It'll be the work of your life. You need to get complete with your childhood. You need to get complete with your relationship with your father, your mother. You need to get complete with your relationship with how you were raised and the way you weren't raised and your experience of not feeling good enough, which is quite obvious, by the way. Okay. That does not excuse you for your behavior. It does not excuse you for your behavior. Okay? You don't get fucking time off here because, you know, bad things were done to you. I'm not a court. That's up to them to decide. Here's what I am to say to you. You need to get that work done, number one. Number two, you need to stop communicating with this woman. She wants no part of you. Nothing. If that wounds you, yeah, that's how it goes. And most of this, by the way, is all fermenting for you in the background of your life because you're not creating anything next. You're not up to anything new. There's no what's next in your life. It's just sitting there and lamenting what has been. And for anybody listening to this right now, you hear yourself in this. You may not have the same story as him. You may not have the same stuff as him, but come on. How much of your life is stagnant and stuck the way it is because you're just not creating anything new. Your life hasn't got anything there for you to get your teeth into, to give yourself to. You have this amazing ability to create life and language and actions. And too many of you are just fucking surviving, using the magic of language and actions to overcome petty little fucking bullshit things. So, Rand, you need to come to terms with, one, the damage you've done. You don't ask for forgiveness. They're at where they're at. If they're going to come back to you, they'll do it. But you need to give up the ghost of that somehow you have any say in their lives. My friend, you fucking trashed that a long time ago. You have no say in their life. No fucking say in their life. And you should honor them and honor their space and honor what they have been through. And I should also add this, that incident a few years ago, a number of years ago, when you lost your fucking mind, that's not why your marriage ended, my man. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. That woman called the cops because that was it for her. No fucking more. And you need to confront all of that. Like, oh, fuck, who was I? What did I put her through? What was that like for her? Because you know what all we hear here? You set yourself up as a victim. Even in your speaking, you set yourself up to be the victim of a court system, of, you know, their mother, of, you know, your past. Own it. Own it, Rand. Come on. Come the fuck on. And I want you to know, by the way, I'm saying all of this as someone who believes in you. I fucking believe in you. I believe in you like a possibility, that you're the possibility of something far greater, something that goes far beyond anything that's been before. I fucking believe in you. And you need to come over here and match me for that. You need to be a match for the degree to which I believe in you and the possibility of you, the possibility of grace and compassion and love and understanding. Because that's what needs to come to the fore here. It's not about you getting your way. You're still stuck in like being 12 or 13. And I'm willing to guess that that was a pivotal point in your young life in those years, 12, 13, right about there. Because you're acting like that little boy. And you abused. You abused your sense of self. You abused your sense of power, and you did whatever the fuck you wanted. To hell with the consequences. It's not even necessarily about you cheated you know, this wife, this beautiful, amazing woman, and you need to stop with those fucking platitudes. But that was your children's mother. They love her. And then you fucking cheated them out of their love for you. You cheated them out of it by trying to use force and, my friend, manipulation. It can't go on. You got to call a halt to it. You got to say that me is over. I get the message. This woman, I mean, I don't know, does she need a fucking billboard or a plane flying around the top of your house saying, fuck off? Because that's the message, my man. You need to back off. You need to pivot. You need to turn your life in another direction. You need to head in the direction of your own volition. Create something with honor, with integrity, that is worthy of your life. And I'm telling you, you can do that. You can have an unrecognizable life a year, 2 years from now. Easily. An unrecognizable life. A whole other kind of existence. If you start to honor something other than your fucking feelings. And again, I've got to fucking keep putting this out there because people get offended. Your feelings are important. Your feelings are valid. And you don't always act on them. You can't. Because you'll dishonor whatever word you gave. And that's what you've done, right? You've dishonored yourself. But this is the beautiful thing about honor. One can restore oneself over time. You can restore who you are. And it begins right now. You restore who you are right now. To yourself. You begin to function with honor, not force, with yourself. You treat yourself like you matter, like your word matters. You be an honorable human being. You follow that path, Rand, your life will go in a great direction. No question in my fucking mind. You keep indulging that other stuff. First of all, you need to turn back. You need to handle the legal consequences, for sure. You need to accept what's so. This is what's up. When you do what you've done, this is what's up. Works like gravity, okay? Throw something up in the air, it's fucking coming down. Consequence. So there's a consequence to your actions. Okay. Acknowledge it. Accept it. Deal with it. And leave it where it sits. And then turn your attention towards the future. What's your life going to look like? 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, what are you doing to construct that life, to bring it all together? Are you engaging your sense of adventure, of wonder, of imagination to begin to create a life that's worthy of your existence? Yeah, you haven't made one mistake, my friend. You've made a fucking series of them over a long period of time. I get it. If I'm you, I'm saving up my fucking money for my children's therapy because they're all going to fucking need it. And that would be, you know, being an adult thing to do. Instead of stamping your fucking feet about not getting your way, you're not going to get your way. Welcome to life, my friend. Welcome to fucking life. All right, you guys, that's going to do it for this week. Have an absolutely fucking fantastic week. If you want to have anything featured here on the show, connect at GaryJohnBishop.com. Get into that email. Fucking start pumping that stuff in there. 646-450-3203 is the Unfuck Nation hotline. That's it for this week. Have an absolutely fucking great one.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.